internal uses, providing services, and more. There are countless more powerful ways that you can use social messaging in your business. Let's touch on just a few. Making the call. While using social messaging apps is very powerful when you type, they can be even more powerful when used to discuss something face-to-face over a video call. This way, you can persuade with your gestures, your tone of voice, and your physical demonstrations. It's much harder to say no to someone's face, and it's much easier to feel you trust someone that you can actually see. Networking and finding business partners. One particularly good reason to make a call via Facebook or Skype more possible is that you can network. While a customer or a client might be reluctant to let you call them before you do business, you'll likely find that a fellow business owner or marketer is much more likely to see this as a normal activity and therefore to actually respond to your requests. This makes it ideal for influencer marketing then, or for finding a partner that can help you take your business further. The best part is that a lot of influencers and marketers aren't used to being messaged on Facebook or Instagram, and so this is more likely to get opened than a message by email. If you then start up a call, you'll find you can build a much longer-lasting and more impactful relationship. Providing your service. Another option that you might not have considered is using Messenger or WhatsApp in order to actually provide the service. This is the product then, and so it's also the perfect place to market it. An example of this might be to sell some kind of course or training program that consists of sequenced messages through Facebook. Or alternatively, maybe you provide free consultation, coaching, or fitness training via WhatsApp. You can also enhance your current service by adding a chat functionality. For example, Amazon Kindles have built-in tech support, letting anyone call a member of staff to ask for help. You could offer something similar. Or if you provide coaching face-to-face, then you could also supply some aftercare in the form of WhatsApp messages for a set number of interactions. Internal uses. Keep in mind as well that social messaging apps have a ton of usefulness for organizations internally. These are great for staying in touch with members of the team and for collaborating remotely. You can use tools like Slack for this, or even just stick with Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. Group chat. You can even use social messaging apps in order to sell to larger groups by creating a group chat. Of course, this is one way to more quickly market to a bigger audience, though you'll find this strategy can turn people off and cause them to leave your chat and then unsubscribe. One way to prevent this is to make the message group a kind of VIP and very selective group that your audience will be excited to be a part of, especially if you offer freebies and advice. You can likewise use group chat when trying to sell something to a larger group. Perhaps you might have several managers from a business in here, for example, and that way you increase your chances of a positive outcome. Customer service. You can use social messaging to provide aftercare and support for a wide range of different products and services, thereby ensuring that your support lasts long after the transaction has gone through. This can also help to boost your reviews and gain more repeat business.